of all the animal images to choose for himself, Jesus chose a chicken. And not just any chicken, a hen. Not the mighty eagle, not the stealthy leopard, not the proud lion, all animals which represent God or God's people in other parts of the Bible. No, Jesus chose the chicken, a beast renowned for being, well, chicken. Of course, that representation is perhaps not entirely accurate, because anyone who's been around chickens, as I was for most of my childhood with a flock in the backyard and a chicken house, particularly the breed known as game chickens, a species very closely related to the wild red jungle fowl of Southeast Asia from which chickens were domesticated, anyone who has approached a game hen protecting her chicks, who has gotten to be what she considers too close, will know, as I do, the last thing you would call her is chicken. On the contrary, she will be quite bold. How many of you have been the victim of what those of us who grew up in the country refer to as a flogging? I certainly have. I've been flogged by a chicken more times than I would care to say. You might say I was a slow learner. But all that being said about whether a chicken is actually chicken, the image which Jesus chose stands as a powerful contrast to the image the world might choose for a man about to enter Jerusalem to be proclaimed the Messiah of God. A chicken, a hen, is just not the world's first image for a leader, for a savior. Who would choose a hen? Think about what college would choose a hen for a mascot. And yes, we all know the University of South Carolina claims the Gamecock as a mascot, but there is a big difference between a hen and a game rooster with 2-inch long, sharply honed spurs. The fact is, in today's reading, Jesus compares himself to a hen, an animal which none of us would call a beast to be reckoned with. And I think this is the very reason that Jesus chose this image. It's not simply because the hen is a mother, even though that's the part I focused on with the children. If the image Jesus wanted was simply one of a mother lovingly caring for her young, he could have chosen from among hundreds of different animals. No, I think Jesus chooses this metaphor. He chooses the hen not just because she protects her young, but because of how she does it. Lacking fangs or dangerous claws, or venom, or formidable size, the mother hen really only has one weapon in defense of her young against all the things that threaten it. A fox, a possum, a dog, a cat. The hen only has one defense: herself. The hen has only her own body to put between her young ones and the attacker. And no matter how she spreads her wings to try to cover them, or if she feels she has to attack, puffs herself up, flings herself, tries to seem large and menacing, no matter how she flings herself valiantly against her foe with great flapping and flailing and squawking, no matter how much flogging she tries to deliver, in the end, standing between her children and their enemy, there's still just a 4-pound bird. And sometimes that is simply not enough. And the mother hen ends up giving her life for her chicks. I think this image that Jesus uses for himself, while not being the image the world would pick for a leader, for a savior, the image nevertheless is perfect. Perfect for Jesus. A Messiah seeking desperately to protect his children, the children of the world, and completely willing to put himself in harm's way for humanity's sake. This is the perfect image as he has turned his face toward Jerusalem, as he walks towards the inevitable. For a Savior willing to give his life in order to save the lives of those whom he loves. And of course, friends, this is why it's so difficult to do that which we're called to do. To be disciples, followers of Jesus. This is why it's so difficult to answer the call to be followers of Jesus, imitators of him. Imitate the Christ. That's our calling. And the Christ has chosen to protect his children, God's beloved, not like an eagle or a leopard or a lion, but like a hen, gathering them together under her wings, gathering them together near her breast, placing herself between them and evil. Jesus, the Christ, our Savior, gives up life in order to reveal the power of God over death. This is the teacher that we're called to follow. The one whom we seek in this Lenten season. With the Lenten disciplines, prayer and fasting and giving to others. This is the one to whom we're called to renew our devotion. To conform our lives. Not a Lord who seeks glory, not a Lord who seeks praise, not a Lord who seeks success, but a Lord who seeks at any cost to gather the children of God together into God's bosom, into safety, into grace and mercy and love and peace. This is the good news. As much as the world tells us, walk in the ways of power, walk in the ways of glory, walk in the ways of control. The fact is, these ways lead to division and conflict, to jealousy and envy, to rivalry and retribution, to violence, oppression, hatred, warfare. All these ways of fear lead to self-destruction. For as we turn in on self toward me, we turn away from others, from we, from us. And that leads us to go against one another. That leads to death. The good news, the truth of God, is that the way which brings life, the way which Jesus calls us to walk, is the way of valuing the lives of others, of all of God's children, the way that turns not just toward me, but toward we, toward us, toward community, the way of self-giving which births peace, reconciliation, mercy, forgiveness, which leads to love and hope. This is the good news. Jesus' way may be hard, but it's the right way. The good way. The only true way. The good news is also that though it may be hard, we can walk it. For one reason. We never walk it alone. We walk it together. Together with all the faithful, all the saints, the other imitators of Christ who have gone before us, who are our examples. We walk it together with one another. The body of Christ gathered here at St. John's, all around the world, one people in Christ. And we walk it together with God. Jesus the Christ, the God who made us in the image of God, God's Spirit is with us. So that in truth it's not really even we who walk at all, but God living in, with, under, and through us. This is the good news. The good news of Jesus the Messiah, the Christ the Savior, the mother hen, who calls us and gathers us under her wings to protect us, love us, and give us life, that we may live together for the world. Amen.